Our guest on the show this morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Thomas and Yetta, Mark Lottery.
Good morning.
Hoe gaan het?
Ek gaan vreselijk goed, dankie. Hoe gaan het self?
Lekker, lekker in die kap.
Het baie lekker in die kap.
Oh, it's very, very nice. I always love coming here. The traffic is a little bit on the hectic side.
No. It's built into your Joburg system to complain about our traffic. Nothing's happened to you. You've had only a great time, but it just comes out of your body. The traffic. That's niks verkeerd met die traffic.
As if that was not enough, I need a break. I just moaned about the toilets being on a different floor as well. I apologize. I've become that person. The bitter.
What?
Terrible.
Do you remember Throwback Thursdays when you used to be a nice guy?
I used to be a nice guy.
Yeah, people wanted to be with you. You were happy to be alive.
I see they're packing up Rotanga Junction, which is a bit awkward. I saw them actually physically break down the big ride.
They've been packing up Rotanga Junction for years. It's the longest move. You know, when you just can't move.
No, I don't know. We are going to move.
We are going to move.
Yeah, there are some boxes and storage. Yes. But Cape Town's hustle and a bustle, but you're coming to Joburg with a new show, which we'll talk about. Very exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be in Joburg.
You look great, my friend. You look healthy.
Are you talking to me or Liesl?
You.
Oh.
Definitely to you.
Oh.
Hey.
Did you not see Liesl's first take selfie this morning? Kids were like, ah.
Mark?
No. Yes, darling.
Don't let Martin influence you, please. You know most.
No. I know most.
Yes,
are you
know
you're looking healthy, though. What's the secret?
I am. And then I heard that we share the same secrets because my doctor...
The surgery. Oh, the?
Not the surgery.
Huh? Sorry, what? No, you were saying...
Stop talking about how I had my ears done. there's this thing about everybody now wants to live longer and look more gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I see it happening.
Yeah.
So I've been hanging out with a whole lot of people who've gone like dairy free and gluten free. Now, I used to make fun of these people all my life because yes. I just think the gluten free people, they always look so sad at the braai. And then
because they are.
Miss the good old days of a Buddha horse roll. So, and now I've decided to do that because I was feeling, I wanted to feel better.
And I've been gluten free.
Yeah, and I was working on this big show, running around every day, and everybody in the cast is half my age. And then they said, try the gluten free thing. And I have.
Okay.
There's a thing that goes through. So now they tell me off air before I got in here, they said, that's interesting because Martin's.
I'm
also
trying, yes.
Are you trying or are you doing it?
I'm trying, but there's also gluten and buttervoss.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's just, I'm out.
No, but there's just the thing. It's in Buddhist now. It's just the thing with saying that you're gluten free.
Yes.
Have you tried it in a restaurant?
Yeah.
You feel like your back's all straight, and
suddenly
there's like silence at the table, and people don't want to tell you jokes anymore. It's like so I've tried it, and I'm not like fanatic about it.
Yeah.
But the odd thing is that you now find yourself, because along with that, suddenly you're looking at everything else that you eat. And you're starting to read labels of stuff.
And you're horrified.
And yes, but I've never wanted to be that person because I've always found those people like, weird.
Yeah.
And now I'm in these health shops and wellness centers, whatever they call them, and you're shopping alongside these people, like discussing different kinds of lentils. And everybody that I've spoken about in my comedy shows for years, they're like right next to me, you know, because in these health shops, there are people now shopping and they've always got like a yoga mat. Very Cape Town, folded under the left arm, and they've got this perpetual smile, like a constant smile, like they've been to heaven and you haven't, and you go like, why are you so happy? Do you not know what's going on at Supersport? And so like, and you just want to shake them
in a world of their own,
and they're just always happy. But now I know it's because they actually miss Boudewors roles and they miss the fun days. But you feel good.
You've crossed over to the dark side, my friend.
Last night
changed.
I had a gluten-free, I had pizza where the base was gluten-free. And I will tell you something.
Yes.
I was in the lounge with two other people.
Yes.
And I will be honest with you and say I was pretending to enjoy my pizza. but they looked like they were having a liquor time.
But you convince people, no, it's really good. And there are lots of options. And it's not hard. You want to die. Hanging with Mark Lottering. It's looking good, healthy. He's gone gluten-free. He's making too much money.
I don't know how you attach that. Although it is expensive to eat healthily.
That's ridiculous. It's like the world wants you to die early.
The world wants you to die early. It's a very rock star way to go.
Yeah, like a burger and onion rings.
Yeah.
You've got a new show happening in Gauteng at the Lyric Theatre. We're very excited about it.
Yes, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not just saying it.
No, I'm there on the 8th of July. I had a panic attack the other night because I suddenly thought, oh my word, it's the World Cup. Nobody's going to come. And then I put one hand on the laptop and Googled World Cup fixtures, and that's the day when there's no soccer.
Wow.
How connected to the universe am I? This gluten-free thing, bro. You're just like in such like everything, man.
You got it sussed, man.
Yeah.
Figured it out.
So because I don't know if you've been watching the soccer. I think I'll talk about that in the show as well. I'll talk about whatever's going on
in
my life.
Are you a soccer fan?
No, but I quite got into this one. And when you mentioned the story about that ridiculous ad with the ad agency wanting to tell people to do strange things with soccer players and get a free burger. when we had the World Cup in 2010, thereafter, there were lots of kids in Cape Town were born, were like named after soccer players.
Oh.
I don't think their mommies got close to
the actual soccer player, but they were inspired.
But it's just different running around Athlone and hearing somebody say, Neymar!
Neymar!
So, and now, like, I think like a whole lot of people listening who are not sports fans, you end up in front of the TV.
Yes,
so that's such a, and it's weird how 90 minutes out of your life just goes. So, Neymar, so Ronaldo was another popular name, and now I was sitting watching this thing, and I was praying to the universe, as I often do, please let us not latch onto to any more names. And onto the field runs Lukaku.
So I thought,
that cannot happen for Capetonians.
No.
That cannot happen for Capetonians.
Because you know, most as South Africans, we love a nickname.
Yeah,
so
we love, so here we go. You start with Lukaku.
I'm confused. But I love about your shows is that it's like a capsule of what's happening in our country and what's on people's minds. We spoke about gluten free just now.
There's a lot. We talk about how we got through the Poloni thing. Of course, you talk, and I touch on issues that make that I think everybody talks about. So everyone's been talking about. My friend Ashwin, who walked off set, and they say to me, Mark, what upset you about that? And I talk about that in the show as well. What really upset me was that so many people on Facebook couldn't spell quota. Now, if you have an opinion, because you know you have, there's always someone on your timeline who goes, ik wou niks gesê dit, but I wasn't going to say anything. And you're like shouting, no, please don't say anything.
I still don't.
Quota is not spelled K-W-O-T-A.
No,
so
it's like a quota.
Yes.
No, I hear you. Hanging with Mark Lotschwig on the show this morning. Ek is hier so in Kaapstad, prachtige Kaapstad. Here yesterday, of course, for Project Waterdrop, the schools, man, it was just incredible, as the principal said earlier. Mark Lotschwig also on the show with me here in Cape Town this morning. Also speaking on Ocean View, Kant gewees, Kleinberg Primary and Ocean View, Elsen Schools. People up north said with the water crisis here in Cape Town, it's fine. Most people won't never even see those schools, but let's help the schools and get them off the water grid. It's a perfect plan.
I've heard about what you guys did, and can I say that I'm so impressed. You've all grown up and turned into these good people.
We're all grown up.
No, but seriously, I mean, you know, these are just things. I think everybody sits at home and says, we must do something to help somebody else. And nothing happens until you get off your butt and do it. And going to Ocean View, where I haven't been in a long time. Mm-hmm. I have been hanging out in Ocean View Drive. but Ocean View and with the borehole thing that people did. Man, I'm so thrilled. That's such a good thing to do.
And
we need the water.
I'm showering with a bucket in the hotel room, the whole thing. I didn't quite.
It's a PR campaign. None of us are. That's how we just tell you people. It's yellow, but met MSC Comedy Podcast. I mean, hashtag, who does that?
the cleaning staff come in and
you and Helen Ziller.
Oh, nice.
The only two people with buckets.
Oh, that damn. bucket.
I mean, this hair's not going to be this fabulous with a bucket. No, but we've still been, no, we're sticking to 2 minutes though. Even when I'm in your country, it can only start and I can't be there for longer than 2 minutes. I swear, flushing the toilet, we're very, very conscious about these things. So, if we're just going to go for a pee, we relaxed about it, and you flush when you need to flush. So we are very conscious, but the bucket.
I've been trying too hard, obviously. I even, what do you call these little squirrels when they do that? Pause, that was me. 2 minutes, I had it on the timer, there was a bucket, the whole thing, now you tell me. No for telling
me. People have died for me to get rid of the bucket system, so it's hard for me to bring that back into the bathroom.
Oh, gosh, no, I'm finished with you. I really am. Can't wait to see you. 8th of July. That is in at
the Lyric. 8th of July at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lottering at the Lyric. One show only.
If you've never seen Mark Lottering live, please just do yourself a favor. Honestly, you need this in your life. You need to see Mark Lottering live, and there's even more great news, which we'll talk about the next time I come and hunt you down here.
Martin has the best taste in the world. I'm his favorite comedian.
Yes, you are. You know I love you to bits. I come to Cape Town. I fake reasons to come to Cape Town to get you in the studio and to get you to hold the sausage. So this is, we call it Spin the Russian.
Yes.
It's our World Cup predictor. And so I'm going to put down.
Yesterday, you go and you change the lives of children and you do things like water and you have like meaningful stuff. I come to visit you. You call me with a rooivos op a board.
You've just reduced it.
I've got my trick with exemption. I can talk like about issues that affect the world. But you want me to spin this thing.
So Liesl,
spin the Russian.
Yeah, so Liesl,
this Liesl's idea.
No.
Let's go with that.
Not Liesl's idea.
Nee, ik sê jou dan, Joma, dis see. Listen, you did say you're very in touch with the universe and we need you to get this right for us. So please get it right.
What do you want, Liesl? Where should this thing...
So I'm going to put down two flags of two teams playing tonight. This is Argentina and Croatia.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one is which, but anyway.
Argentina's those two blue thingies with that sun in the middle.
So I'm going to put these either side of the plate. You are then going to spin the Russian. You must decide which part of this Russian is the head part, obviously. That's going to point. We're going to point to the flag, and that's going to predict. Liesl got the prediction wrong.
I've been in
yesterday.
The business for 20 years, and it's come to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would have liked to think that.
Liesl always complains about the size, so please don't even go down that route. Okay, I think this one this morning is a fair size. We've gone with really big ones. Liesl complained. We've gone with really tiny ones. She complained about that as well.
Yeah, well, I'm not very fussy. I'm just happy to be in the game.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Let me just put on the music for you. Just put on the right.
I want this thing to be for Croatia, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Well, I always go for what people won't go for.
Which is the pointing side? You decide.
Okay. The it's this thing with a thingy on. Yeah.
When he slid before.
Yeah.
All right. Spin the Russian this morning with the one and only Mark Lottering. Just spin it and let's see where it lands and the predictor. Don't be scared of it. Many bangwees for me. I'm Mark.
I'm a little bashful. Oh my word.
Why are you blushing?
Okay, here we go.
Alright. Where is it pointing to?
Wait, can I do it again?
Yes.
No, that means a draw, guys.
No.
If it's in the middle between the two flags.
We need to find. No.
Alma's right. It's a draw. So you predicted.
Why does Alma even come in? Alma didn't even sit down and say good morning to me. I mean, and this person's just calling it.
I can see there. Hello, Mark. Nice to meet you. I'm the referee.
Wow, nice to meet you.
The listeners call her Eerlijke Alma for a reason. She's absolutely right. If it landed there, you have predicted a draw between Argentina and Croatia tonight. So you may be right.
And if my prediction is right, do I get in? Oh, no, you're going to tell me I get to eat this thing. No.
You know the rules, Mark.
Just following the rules.
Just following the rules. You got to eat it. All right, listen, it has been fantastic seeing you again. You can't wait for the next time, right?
I'm so excited.
I know. We'll see you in Gauteng, 7 July. At the Lyric.
8th of July. Hashtag read your press release.
It's the day that there's no soccer.
3 o'clock, CompuTicket. it 8th of July. Great show, one performance only. It's been great chatting to you, Alma. All morning. Thanks for the invitation, Alma.
Spoiling is fun. Mark,
Liesl,
you,
I love you.
Bye, love
everybody.
You.
Wake up every morning with Martin Bester on Breakfast. On Breakfast.
Massive, what a great show, Yale.
Jacaranda FM.